W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Special Counsel Robert Herr, who investigated Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, appears before the House Judiciary Committee today. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce is in the hearing room this morning.
The president and the White House furious over Herr's characterization of Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The White House has said that was gratuitous and inappropriate and overshadowed the fact that, unlike Donald Trump, President Biden did not obstruct this investigation and was exonerated. But some of Donald Trump's closest allies in Congress actually sit on this committee. They are now demanding the full transcript of Biden's interview with the special counsel.
Also on Capitol Hill today, a classified briefing from U.S. intelligence agencies on the security threat posed by the Chinese-owned TikTok. Lawmakers threatened to ban the app unless the owners divest. Three preschool-aged children, the driver of a school bus and the driver of a semi filled with sand, all killed in a fiery crash yesterday in Western Illinois. This is ABC News. An infamous influencer in trouble again, Andrew Tate, picked up by cops in Romania and hit with an arrest warrant from Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from the Foreign Desk.
A spokeswoman for Andrew Tate says he and his brother were held Monday evening on allegations of sexual aggression in a UK case dating back around a decade ago. The Bucharest Court of Appeal is set to consider soon on whether to execute the warrants. Four women initially had reported the two to UK authorities, but the Crown Prosecution Service here decided not to proceed. The alleged victims then turned to crowdfunding in pursuit of a civil case. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And in Massachusetts, $500,000 basically washed out to sea. Homeowners in one section of beachfront spent the money on a protective dune made up of 14,000 tons of sand. But just 3 days after it was done, a storm washed it all away. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee said Monday it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The Universities of Wisconsin blame falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks face the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers asked just how much has Damian Lillard made the difference in scoring.
I think Dame and Giannis. I just think the combination, you know, I don't even look at them as one. You know, I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers headed to Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament. As the number 5 seed, they host either Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a 4-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a 4-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today and just a little breezy at times. And with all that and all the dry stuff that's laying around out there, that we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today. So keep that in mind and just be careful with fire today. Our high 69, wind will be southwest 10 to 20. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Tuesday on my show, I'm going to be talking about Representative Nancy Mace. What a disgrace.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two. Special thanks to John Kramer for joining us. Boy, he takes some nice photos, doesn't he? Great stuff. Great man. Great veteran. Great person for the community. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They are some great people for the community. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients. Full range of services for both residential and commercial properties. Fire damage, water damage, mold damage, hail damage, biohazard cleanup, all those sorts of things that nobody really wants to do, they'll do it. They will be there 24/7. They've got their phones on right now. 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST is all you have to do. MWRestoration.com. They are the absolute best in the business.
And the best in the business for nonprofits. Maybe I'm a little partial here, Chris.
Just a little.
Far be it for that's him okay to embellish.
He's right, but that's okay.
I know he is. He's right again. This community is it's a great community, and one of the reasons is because of the nonprofits, the people who really help this community with people who are in need. And the new community shelter, as you know, is a homeless shelter here in Green Bay. It's been around for 30 years, 20 years on Mather Street. And the way that shelter is funded, and it's a different shelter. It's not I think we should come up with a different name for that, but I just want to say it's very heavily programmed. It's got caseworkers, it's got alcohol and drug counselors on staff. You guys are paid pretty well, but we need good people there. And the way we get our money is not a lot from everybody. Says, oh, you get the money from the federal government. Well, they have so many, like, oh, you can't do breathalyzers. You can't have hours.
A lot of restrictions.
Too many. So we just pass on that.
Yep. Actually, about 90% of our 80-90% of our funding comes from the community.
Right.
So that's different events and foundations, corporations.
So we're with Chris Olson, who's the development director at New Community Shelter, and they are launching a great event. This is going to be fun. I'm excited about it. But tell
me
us
too
about that. And this is going to be the largest fundraising event.
I think so, yes.
But we'll see how it goes. Tell us about it.
We're having a band called the Landsharks. It's a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, who, as we know, passed away last year, and it's going to be a big party. It's going to be a big beach party, not just music. There's going to be food, margaritas, you know, just a lot of fun.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers, of course, yeah. And it starts at, of course, 5 o'clock.
Right.
So it's going to be a big party. It's not just like a concert.
So, and it's at one of our favorite places.
Yep, Epic.
It's at Epic. So this is April 19th, and we're going to give you the address again on going to newcommunityshelter.org. But what this is it's It's an event to really celebrate Jimmy Buffett's music, and the Landsharks played with him. So, I mean, this band we're bringing in, or Chris is bringing in from Florida, right?
They're from Florida. They've played with Jimmy, in Margaritaville in Key West, Florida.
Right.
They've played Super Bowl shows. They've opened for the Black Eyed Peas.
Wow.
I mean, they're pretty big time, and yeah.
And so it's going to be, and it's casual. It's not one of these black tie things. This is pretty cool.
It's a party.
And you're wearing, parrot shirt, whatever shirts. Just
Jim, do you have a parrot shirt?
I do not.
I know what I'm wearing.
I have a Hawaiian. No, it's really not a Hawaiian shirt. You know what it is? It's a, it's that kind of style. It's got palm trees on, but it's got a Packer G on.
Oh, okay.
You see those?
Cool.
They advertise that this
no,
year.
I have
they
not.
Came. They came out with those. Those are cool shirts.
They are.
So I got matching shirts because we're going on a trip. So.
Actually, you know what? This is kind of ironic. I'm thinking, do I have one? And it's like, yes, I do, because I bought one for John, who was just on, for his wedding
a year or so ago,
and it was that
Hawaiian theme type. Yeah.
So it was a Bahamas type thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got one.
So that's nice, because, you know, we're all working on getting in our bikinis, but until then, this
Biker
April 19th.
Biker shorts and tank tops. That's my summer.
You can wear that.
That's all right. You can wear that.
And we've got... you know, there's going to be some Jimmy Buffett memorabilia there that you can bid on. There's going to be, we got some guitars that are going to be signed by his bass player or what?
One of his players in his band.
He signed some guitars. So if you want to buy your kid a guitar, they're good guitars and he signed it. Yeah, we're putting a lot of effort into this and, you know, every penny goes to the new community shelter. None of this goes to any admin or anything. This goes right to the residents and to the shelter and to make that place even better. And,
A lot of ways people would be involved with the sponsorship.
You know, that's the other thing. Like, so we're going to be selling tickets to this, $100 a ticket, which is great with the food, the music. But we need sponsorships to, Chris, I guess I invited you on.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the sponsorships to help us cover some of our costs.
We did enough of the fluff. Now you make the money.
Right.
Yeah. Some of our sponsorships that part of it maybe will go to expenses, but the majority of this, because we've already got some big sponsors. The Green Bay Packers are a title sponsor this year. Green Bay Packers give back. So that's exciting.
I love them.
Yep. And they're looking forward to going to the event. But yeah, the sponsorships really support the shelter. And that's what it's all about. But we want to give people a good time. We want this to be the party of the year.
It sounds like it. I mean, you're lining it up that way.
Right. But if a company wants to be a sponsor, give $10,000, $50,000, What do they get in return besides feeling good about, you know, helping the community shelter?
Well, they're going to get tickets. You know, if they get a certain sponsorship, they're going to get a table that they can sit at. Otherwise, it's not going to be a sit-down thing. It's going to be like a concert party.
Right.
Food stations and all that kind of stuff.
They'll get recognized at the event. There's some signage. There's stuff on the literature. So, I mean, if you want to get affiliated with a great organization and a really, really fun event, I think this is going to be a lot of
people
here.
This is going to be the party of the year. Yep.
It's the first one. I mean, this hasn't happened here.
Right.
And tell us about your committee, that lady from
Belmont. We have...
just got a text here. I mean, this will be fun! Exclamation point. Favorite Buffett song, A Pirate Looks at 40. Nice.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one. I'll have to look that one up.
Guess what he's wearing.
But we're involved. The Parrot Club of Green Bay is actually involved.
Have you heard of that, John?
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, there is one.
She's all in.
And she is amazing. And
works at Belmark, which is great.
And they're getting all the Parrot Head clubs in the state involved.
Wow.
Their kind of mission is really neat, too. They like to have a good time, but they're all about helping nonprofits. So this is right up their alley to
Fantastic.
Be involved with this.
Which is Jimmy Buffett style, right? He was a community-minded guy.
He was very philanthropic.
Carrying that on. And they get together and they do a charity event many times. And then they get together and listen to his music and, as you said, have a good time.
Right. I think, you know, just even to come to People Watch is going to be cool.
Yeah.
Because I know some of these Parrot Head Club people, they get all out. Their fins up. They're...
Really?
Yeah.
And we will have a live parrot there to take pictures with.
We will.
On your shoulder.
Until the music starts, because the parrot gets a little nervous. So don't want to freak the parrot out.
Do they really talk?
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
Do they really? Yeah.
They live a long, long life.
They do.
Too.
They outlive all of us, right? Don't they live to be 80 or something?
Something. Yeah. I can't remember, but yeah.
She was talking about a couple parrots, but anyway.
They live till 80?
They live a long life.
Todd, maybe I'm wrong on that. I shouldn't have said that. But I can you look?
See maybe 80 and bird years or something like that? I don't know. Is there? I mean, there's well, dog years.
No, I think
they live.
I think parrots live a long time.
Yeah, because okay. She was going
to. Not like turtles, but they live a long time. Turtles like live to be like 150.
Do they really?
Yeah. Wow. Turtles live. Yeah. Right?
You got to be careful if you even want to foster a parrot. You got to make sure you're young enough to.
Wow.
Otherwise, you're going to die and the parrot. It's going to be.
Like, how are you?
And wow. They can live up to at least 50. At least 50.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really going to be a fun event with, you know, like I said, with the food stations, drinks. We're going to have Stillmank there with their beer and a couple other beverages. And it's just going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Stillmank has a big party going on your birthday, Johnny. St. Patrick's Day. Stillmark. Yeah, I just saw something in the paper on that. So.
Am I invited?
Talk to them. I'm not inviting you.
I don't think so. He won't invite me to anything. Anything. Is he like that with you guys, Chris?
No. He's okay. Very nice. Yeah.
Did you see her, like, look at him before she said that? Like,
yeah. No, he I is.
Did.
I mean.
Yeah, I did. There's a hesitation. No, he's nice.
He's nice. He's
nice.
Look up the word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, nice. This looks great, Chris. And the thing is, we want to help you get some title sponsors.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We want some people to sponsor this thing. Get your name associated with new community. Again, Terry Ruffsgaard, who this community knows very, very well, is the CEO there. And it's great. Many, many people come there and help us with the community meal program where we serve the people who live in the shelter, which is maybe 108 people, depending on the time. And then we also open it up to the community, which is probably another 50, 60 people that come from Green Bay. And we do that every night at 5 o'clock, and we have great sponsors for that. You know, Schneider, Schreiber.
Sure do, yep.
I mean, you look around here, a lot of church groups come in there. Students are starting to come now, which is awesome. So, but again, I just want to cut to the chase. Our money comes from the community. I mean, we don't charge. You're not going to charge a homeless person.
Right.
You're not going to charge people to volunteer. It's just we need this money.
We do. And, you know, like some of these sponsorships too, you know, for a company, you can get a sponsorship. And you can send some employees that maybe don't get to go to these events, right. You know, because it's going to be fun and you're going to get more tickets and. Right.
And it's very chill event. I mean, it's not a stuffy event at all. And you and I've been to a lot of these events, and I just think this is one I'm really looking forward to. So
fun people only.
Right.
Absolutely.
Fun people.
You know, you just say Jimmy Buffett and you smile because his music is so fun.
Absolutely. So, Chris, how do we get info on this? Tell us a little bit.
Well, you can give me a call at the New Community Shelter, or you can go on the website and get more information, but call me. Maybe you can come in and get a tour of the shelter and see actually where your money is going. I'd be happy to give a tour.
Your number?
437-3766.
Okay, so 437-3766, New Community Shelter, that's Chris, or you can just go to the website, which
is newcommunityshelter.org,
and
you can order your tickets there.
And make this get your friends together, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is
get
like
the whole office together.
Exactly.
That's what this would be.
This isn't like
it is.
Yep.
Concert.
This would be great.
This is a lot more fun than a concert. And this band is like rocking. And they're excited to come to Green Bay too. We're very happy.
They were all in away.
I think you guys could make some money. Just an idea, Chris. The mayor, the former mayor, in a parrot costume, and then you pay to take pictures with him.
We'd have him holding the real parrot.
We have a marketing plan that we're going to follow. We're not going to deviate. So maybe
next
year. I'd pay
$25 to have my picture taken with
you know what?
Parrot.
I'll pay $25.
We still could make something like that happen.
Well, it's not that etched in granite.
And by the way, again, for that phone number, 437-3766, or commonly familiar with the Packer numbers, it'd be Brett Favre, Mark Murphy, Mark Murphy, Ray Nitschke.
That's how he remembers numbers.
That's awesome.
So I remember numbers.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, the website again is just
newcommunityshelter.org.
All right.
Beautiful.
Hope to see all you guys there.
Come and get some cheeseburgers.
Right.
It's going to be taking place on April 19th. We're going to talk more about it between now and then, too. Okay, Chris?
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
So break. Sandra Lang joins us when we come back. Todd Kowalczyk down the road. Brandon Kinnard. Lots of stuff going on. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice.
got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Is the whole Jimmy Buffett theme today. Yeah. What a great event, though. Coming up once again, April 19th at the Epic. Boy, what would we do without the Epic?
Right. And I'll give New Community a lot of credit for, you want to do something a little bit different, right?
Absolutely.
Because there's,
this is
like
different.
You and I go to a lot of things,
yep.
And there's a lot of charity events and, you know, everything. There's bowl-a-thons, there's murder mysteries, you know, and those dinners. And some are, you know, black tie and blue jeans. There's just a lot of great events, but, you know, Jimmy Buffett is in April 19th. April, I think we kind of want to get out and...
yeah, great time of year to kind of get out.
Right.
Before the weather gets really nice. I mean, want to know another dream I had last night? No. I was telling John I had that dream.
Yeah.
That I lost my card to... Mm-hmm. Okay. I dreamt that we were having a birthday thing for me. Okay?
Oh, right. He's making this up.
No, I'm not.
And everybody brought me a gift.
No. And hardly anybody was there.
Oh.
Honest to God, I dreamt that last night. They were having this thing at some park, and there's like hardly anybody there.
Was I there, John?
I don't think so.
Oh, God. I would be there, man.
I don't know.
Especially if nobody else showed up.
That's the honest to God true story. I had a dream of having a birthday bash type thing at like a park, and nobody was there.
I don't know that you want to tell all these listeners that, because I think if you would sit down with a shrink, get on the couch, it's a little deeper than that. I don't think.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All I know is if you had a birthday party, Todd and I would be there.
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't know if
so
you
don't
would.
Worry about that.
Would you come in the parrot costume? Because I'm fixated on that.
I think she's onto something.
I do too.
As far as a fundraiser for your community shelter.
I don't. I love it there, but I'm going to give money.
Picture of you with the parrot and somebody. What do you think?
Come
sit
on.
Right in your head.
I'm okay. We'll see.
You know what you need to go as? You need to go as a pirate.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That one guy just said that. Somebody just texted us, right? Their favorite song was.
Yeah, the pirate.
The pirate.
Pirate at 40. I think you should dress as a pirate.
That guy with that wooden leg?
Yes.
We'll
both go as pirates. What do you think? I think they can make you look like Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, I make up the whole thing.
Yes.
I tell you what, there's that guy in Green Bay. I told you about him. I can't think of his name. I feel bad. He was a Hollywood guy. He gets the whole plastic mask, like Mission Impossible. You know, they put that on and they put all the... He's unbelievable. So he made me up for Halloween. I don't know.
He's a Green Bay guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a makeup artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he does some stuff out in Hollywood. He's back
here. You could be Jack Sparrow.
This guy could make me...
I mean, lose a few, but I mean, still, you'd be Jack Sparrow.
Oh, nice. I don't know who Jack Sparrow is, but...
Jack Sparrow is
Jack
the
Sparrow
character
Sparrow let that... himself go a little bit, huh? no one to say one of the coconuts there, Jack.
It's April 19th. That's a long ways away. I can be in Jack Sparrow's shape by then.
Uh-huh.
But, no, this guy, he made me... look like a mayor that was celebrating 2054, 100 years as mayor. And those pictures, I'll find them when
so they made you like 100 years old?
Oh, it was
mean?
Awesome.
Man. Really?
And it was really good. I mean, I'll show you some pictures.
Bring this guy
This
in.
Guy's unbelievable. And he does, he's just got a great history. It takes a couple hours, though.
I bet.
But he could do something for that party. I'm sure he would. He's just very generous.
So how long ago was this?
Because
it'd be less work now, right? Because you're
right, right. You don't need so much makeup. Yeah.
Give yourself the bell. Very good.
The wrinkles are there. Don't worry about that. That was kind of funny.
Yep.
That was kind of funny.
Very funny.
But no, these events, and we need to support these events as community members, right? Because a lot of these places rely very much on these donations from people like us. And of course the businesses that she talked about that can be a title sponsor. And, know, the Packers are great for doing that. And, you know, I know I saw BayCare, Aurora BayCare. They came in as a title sponsor. And but, yeah, it's then the money goes right to the shelter. So
it's great.
It's a great thing. But anyway, yeah.
There's, it seems there's like a lot of fun, too, that night.
We're going to have fun that night. A lot of fun. And are you – Jimmy Buffett, like, I don't
– I was – I mean, the people – I mean – if a Jimmy Buffett song came on,
you'd know it.
Margaritaville, you know it. It's, you enjoy it and everything. But I'm not that fervent.
Oh, that
I mean, that these guys, people, that's incredible.
Parrot Club thing.
Yeah.
These people are
Parrot
all,
heads, yeah.
Or Parrot
oh,
heads, yeah. Are all in on that.
Have you ever been in a bar with them?
Right.
Because they'll play Jimmy Buffett on the jukebox and they will know every word
right.
of every
that's
song.
That's what I'm saying. And they know a lot about his life.
Everything.
Like, kind of creeping on him a little bit, but they're. But he did this, he said this, he was there, and his sister is involved in his life. She's the one who took over the restaurant, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I sit in these meetings, and I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just know he died with $80 million, so I'm impressed.
Wow.
I think people just really kind of want the lifestyle, right? He always portrayed
right.
that as laid back, you know, go
yeah.
and have a margarita kind of thing. And
yep.
we all kind of
yep.
want that in our
and
life.
And that's why his the whole theme of this thing that, you know, it, meet me in Margaritaville, but it's, what was this thing? It's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Him and Alan Jackson.
Okay. Anyway, this is going to be a good event. And there's a lot of events. And if you have an event coming on, let us know because we want to support that.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, the
no
community
question.
Is Green Bay is so great about all that
yep.
stuff. So.
No question. No, that looks like fun, though. That'd yeah. be a fun one for all of us to go to.
Yeah, we're going.
All
Todd,
right.
Todd, you don't go out a lot. Dude, this one you're coming to. I'll get
I'll
your
be
ticket.
There.
Okay, good. All right. This is going to be fun.
Get him a room. What?
Okay.
Why don't you get him a room?
I could just stay above your garage.
At the shelter?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Why don't you do this, Jim? I'm not even kidding. Why don't you make an apartment above your garage so when people like Todd and others who work out of town and they come here, they could just stay in your little apartment. It'd be just like the Fonzie apartment in Happy
yeah,
Days.
No,
I've always wanted one of those.
He's literally shaking over there.
I know.
There.
Yeah,
getting nervous
I'd
about
rather
that
buy.
Idea.
I'd rather get you a hotel. No, I don't want people on my property. No.
But it's in your garage. It's not even connected
what are you,
to your
hiding?
House.
What are you yeah, hiding
nothing.
Out there?
Thank you, Todd.
Right?
Thank
we're going to get Geraldo Rivera
thank
in
you.
Here.
Oh,
we're gonna,
what's in the vault?
That's right.
I remember that. That was funny. No, we'll talk about it off air. Okay. That's going to be fun. So what else is going on, John?
That's it. We want to know why you refuse to let people
I know,
stay in your garage.
We got.
I will ask you, how did your workout go yesterday?
Oh, God, John, you know, I got off Friday, right, because Spencer was out of town. And you take those 4 days off, five, it was hard. And that sled, I hate that sled. And I don't even like looking at it when I walk by because they put the weights on. It was backwards, so I had to go, like, walk backwards, which is a little bit easier than pushing it, but... You know, you do that four times. Your legs are—they're rubber, man. And I don't like it. You know what? I got to get. Look, I'm paying this guy, but I've got to transition where I look forward to it, or else I might not do it because I'm not there yet. I thought after 2 months I'd be like, oh, God, I can't wait to. You know, there you get that where we look forward to something. If I could look forward to working out like I look forward to a cheeseburger, I would be.
Wow, I think we would all be.
There's a t-shirt
better...
for you right
oh,
there.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
But it's I don't know. And then I think, oh, I'm getting too old for this. But then I look around. There's a lot of people older than me that are. You know,
oh,
they,
yeah.
They and it's great. And they're working out. They're pushing weights. And anyway, yes. Yeah, so I
you know, they say, isn't there some kind of a thing they break down for every mile you walk or something, it's like 5 minutes more to your lifespan. Or
oh, yeah.
I mean, they broke it down to something. But, so think about that. How much? That's probably giving you a couple extra days with these workouts.
But then I have, you know, times like this, and do I really want extra days? No, I do. Well, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have days like that here, too.
Yeah, Lord, take me anytime.
I'm
so.
Good. I think it's good, though. You've been doing it for, what, 2 months?
Yes.
I think that's great.
It is, and thank you. I but it's just, I don't know. I'm a little bit older, but I used to do, I was a member there, you know, when my kids were at home, so it was probably 10, 12, 15 years ago. And I really, I'm telling you, I liked it. And I do not like it.
Wow.
So, anyway, I'm working at it. I'm working
wow,
at it.
Another okay.
couple weeks, but anyway.
All right. When we come back, Sandra Rank inside the house, Todd Kowalczyk, head basketball coach at Toledo, and Brandon Kinnard from NBC 26, talking about these crazy Packer moves. All that still coming up. Stay
you know,
with us.
What's going on?
But it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, before the planting season begins, a lot of farmers still spending time kicking tires and checking out auctions. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and it looks like values at those auctions are still holding pretty firm. That's the word from Ashley Hune. He's an auctioneer with the Steffes Group. He said whether you're looking at land or equipment, things are still holding their value.
You know, so far everything's been hanging in there. The land sales here in the last 2 weeks have still been, I would say, steady, but not over the top. And same with the equipment. It's still selling well. Farmers still need to use machinery, and the price of new is just out of control. So if you've got something that's clean, it's well taken care of, still a lot of value in that.
That's Ashley Hune. He's an auctioneer with the Steffes Group. He said right now they've got more than 140 scheduled auctions on their books. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning. So far, pretty quiet. I've got numbers next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malooly from Clinton is a grower himself and current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He said, we're fortunate to have great researchers that collaborate well with Wisconsin farmers.
To have them here in the state of Wisconsin, the way they can bring it down to farmer terms or just common terms, because there's some researchers that will talk over your head, and they don't do that, and they truly do work well together. The other part of that is they're leveraging dollars back to their programs from the other half of the checkoff dollars that go to the federal level. So a lot of those are coming back to them more than what Wisconsin dollars are showing.
Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's a grower from Clinton, elaborating on the research team we have right here in the state. Dr. Sean Conley, Dr. Rodrigo Worley, Dr. Damon Smith. Find out more about how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested. Go to wisoybean.org. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. On Monday in Chicago, the dairy complex got off to a soft start. Barrel cheese dropped another 2¾ cents to 146. The 40-pound block cheese dropped 2½ to 143½. Double A butter stood still, 280¼. In overnight electronic trade this morning, right now, it looks like our December corn is trading about 2 cents lower at 470 a bushel. November soybeans are unchanged at 1172. The July new crop wheat, that's currently down 4 cents, 556. The April Class 3 milk in Chicago is up a penny at 1593. The May milk closed unchanged at 1634 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Tuesday morning. Don't forget, I'd love to have you sign up for our daily e-newsletter when you get busy. That way you won't miss a thing. Simple to do. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com, submit your email, and we'll take it from there. That's your market updates. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today and just a little breezy at times. And with all that and all the dry stuff that's laying around out there, that we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today. So keep that in mind and just be careful with fire today. Our high 69, wind will be southwest 10 to 20. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. This segment brought to you by Sandra Rank. Sandra Rank Real Estate with Keller Williams filling in for Sandra, who's on her way back from some exotic location. Amy Jo Fullerton. Hi, Amy Jo.
Hey, how are you guys
good,
today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Fighting a little cold here, but
We've all had it.
Yeah, that time of year.
Does she bring you back anything when she goes to really cool places?
She does a lot.
Does she?
Does she?
We'll see if she's listening now.
Man, there's nothing better than people bring you stuff.
And she's so kind. Oh, she is always thinking of us, so.
She always brings me really cool things.
She should bring you guys something next Tuesday, hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Where did she go? Can you tell us?
Sure, St. Thomas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with Jamie had a work event,
Like I said, Todd and I were saying, how come our work events are like Oshkosh?
Yeah, and that's a treat,
St. Thomas.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So, what's going on in your real estate world?
Yeah,
this is the season, right?
It is the season.
Starts like right now, doesn't it? Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. And I specifically, as a buyer's agent, though, have been busy since the second week of January. So there wasn't really ever a moment that you felt like the first week it was going to be, oh, let's see what 2024 is going to look like. And then bam, everybody's here to buy a house. So inventory is still low. So it makes it tricky and competitive.
Everybody trying to get a head start on it, sort of, huh?
Yeah, people were. And so now those closings are coming up that, you know, February they were and a bunch in March, which is you're just excited for those buyers that landed a house before it got too crazy.
You know, it's funny when you're in real estate and you realize what before I got into real estate, I didn't know there were such thing as buyer's agents.
Right. And I didn't either. So and when I first started in real estate, I did both, but you kind of start working with the buyers, right?
Right.
Versus the sellers. And then fast forward when I joined Sandra 4.5 years ago, she specifically wanted a buyer specialist to focus only on buyers. And I love working with buyers because I feel, I mean, you help your sellers.
Well,
sometimes
you get connected with them.
You do. You do. And you know, you're part of their life for a moment. And it's usually there's a change going on, whatever it might be, job, relocation, marriage, growing family, you know, all sorts of situations. So I enjoy that relationship piece. And now I just see why buyers need a person in their corner, especially the last few years.
They do. And there was a little bit of controversy over commissions on buyer's agents. And,
yes.
And I think that's been settled here in Wisconsin, right? Or
well, Wisconsin at this, we have great contracts. And from what
right.
I'm hearing.
You really protect the buyers.
We do.
Which
and
is
so,
great that that's your
yep. So we lane. Feel, so when I start working with someone, we have our own buyer agency agreement, just as a seller would have a listing contract with that agent. So that speaks the language, we talk about it. And then on the sell side, that listing agent's having that same conversation about buyer agency fees. So it's all about communication and also just disclosing everything and the options and giving people a choice.
Right. But, the only thing that, and you've done it too though, Jim, the one thing that surprised me being a buyer, you know, when you work with somebody for a while and it's like, oh, you know what they're going to like and what they're not going to like, inevitably they'd say, hey, I want to see such a house. And I think, I'm just, you're not going to like it. I know. It's like, we love it. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, you can never quite predict.
I know. I know. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to just, two things I want to touch on. I want to touch on this buyer's agent. And they're not paying you. I mean,
right.
But it's an exclusive arrangement. So they're going to work with you when they buy their home over the next 12 months or however long you sign that for.
That's another thing I didn't realize before I got into real estate. You don't get paid unless you close the deal.
Right.
There is no time card.
No.
There is no,
no.
paycheck.
No.
There is no every Tuesday or whatever you get your check. Nope.
No.
And you invest a lot of time and money without getting paid. It's,
yeah,
it's not
do.
Just you just sit in your office. You are driving around. You're going to lunches. You're showing homes. You're giving up your Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, buy something.
But, yeah. And I do always have that when new people want to get into real estate, you know, I'm really honest because you don't earn any money unless you close something.
Yeah.
So that has to work, you know, for that specific person.
I got my broker's license, right? And people, I did more listings. I did a lot of them were, I did both the buyer and the seller, but I remember people coming in, talked to them on the phone. Oh yeah, we're really interested in this, you know, three bedroom, you know, 600,000. That's be perfect for us. And then you bring them there and the husband and wife start arguing in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's super uncomfortable for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, I've said this, and
I don't, people are like, you really said that? But I said, like, look, guys, I'm a realtor. I'm not a marriage counselor. You guys go home, decide what you want, and come back here, and I'll sell it to you. I'll find you what you want. But, you know, they really, and I'm sure you do that as a buyer's agent, exactly how much, what's your budget? Where it really, it's how important are schools or is it more the environment? Right. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you always want to learn what's most important for them. And then you kind of work through the process because obviously there's not always the perfect house, but you hope it checks most of the boxes. And I feel, at the end, and especially in this market where you might write a few offers and they don't get the house and then they get the house and that was the right one. You know, the ones that we lost on weren't right for whatever reason. So it always works out that way. So it's exciting to be part of that process.
You know, I saw an article, I think it was in the paper recently, about home inspectors, how much business they've lost over the past year or so.
Right. I'm happy that my last two transactions, we were able to have an inspection contingency. So that was great. But absolutely, even writing the amendment, I'm like, I haven't done this in a while because we haven't been able to. So, yeah, we had a great house in East Apure that will be closing soon at that price point, you know, under $300,000 that had lots of interest, obviously, East Apure location. And I think there are 15 or 16 off, you know, many, many offers. And, you know, in that situation, if you write an inspection contingency, you're not going to get the house.
Nope.
And it's very hard.
That's how they separate them.
And you have to, you know, just share the pros and cons with your buyers. They at the end decide. I can't say don't do an inspection, but I'll share what I know as far as here's what I've seen in past transactions when there's, you know, so it's interesting because you want everybody to have an inspection.
Yeah. But I think that's important to what you just said is that, you know, you're a buyer's agent. People will call, you know, Sandra Rank Realty and look, I'm looking at a house and they'll assign you and you'll do the interview with them and find your thought. But at the end of the day, it's their decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is their decision.
Yeah, we're the facilitator, educator.
Right.
But you never, and I think that's why.
You don't want them finding something down the road and saying, well, our buyer's agent told us we didn't need one.
Right.
I know. I had a call last night from a previous client and they've been in their house about a year. And I'm like, oh, dear. And actually, it was great. He wanted me to help him find another house for his daughter. So I was like, oh perfect. But, you know, you get a little nervous.
Yep.
Like, oh, what's happening?
Yep.
It's just really, like Johnny just said, though, it's really, really important that you're just educating and giving advice and that, you know, you make the decision.
Give them their options and they have to go through that process.
That whole inspection thing, I just, you know, some people made, not here, but there was an article on a lot of East Coast homes, Jersey especially. And boy, do they regret not doing the home inspection.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I know.
But
again, they might not have gotten the house.
Exactly.
I know.
But you can get your own, though, too. I mean, that's the thing.
Exactly. And I do say that.
Spend the $300 or whatever it is and get your own.
Yeah. It's homework on the house and you learn so much about it, especially for first time home buyers. So I do share that. I'm like, you can do this after you close and see what things you're going to have to maintain or take care of. And so it is really important, though, but it is tricky. When they don't get to do that.
Yeah.
But so hopefully it will come back, but we'll see.
So this is, I mean, you said it started early. I remember when I first got into real estate and they said the dead time is kind of like Thanksgiving to the Super Bowl, basically.
Yeah.
And then it starts in earnest and March is crazy and April's crazy and everything like that. You said it started a little bit early this year. Obviously, every time Sandra comes in, pretty much she talks about the inventory being so low.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Where do you see it? Do you just have a gut feeling how it's going to be this spring, which is the prime buyer's time?
Yeah, I do see. We have two great listings coming up this week. So every, you know, I have a ton of searches set up for different buyers. So I'm seeing everything each day. And I feel like things are hitting the market. So, and I believe Sandra's our numbers girl, though, so she can confirm next week that compared to last year, there are more homes on the market currently. So I think it's improving. But you still have the pool of buyers that didn't get that house last year that still want a house. And interest rates are settling. You know, we hope to see them go down a little bit, but, you know,
I'm surprised they haven't stabilized,
I know. Yeah, we are. I know when I see the pre-approvals and I'm like, oh, shoot, that's still a little high. But, but people have realigned their budgets. Now, last year it was harder, I think, for buyers, but now they're used to where it's at and have that expectation. So that's good.
Well, it's almost one of those things, though, if you want to play that game right now, here's the rules, and there's no way around them.
And at the end of the day, if your goal is to be in a house, then you figure out how that can work for you.
Yeah.
It's still, real estate's a great investment.
Oh, no.
And yeah, you're not going to regret, I don't think, ever doing that.
And you know what? Talk to a professional, because obviously you guys, you live it. I mean, with what you do, it truly can be 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, really, sure, there's no downtime where somebody can't get a hold of you on the phone.
Right.
But it's funny, I'm no expert or anything like that, but I remember one time, and this was during when, 12, 14 offers, especially in those nice houses, and the guy says, listen, I just talked to a buddy at work. He said, here's what to do. Give him the full price offer, maybe even like $5,000 more, but tell him he has to make a decision by like 9 o'clock that night, or you're pulling it. It's like, well, that doesn't really work
the seller
anymore. Yeah. It's like, yeah. they will literally laugh at
13
us.
Other people I exactly. can work with.
Okay, yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting, but we do, and I do appreciate how Sandra has set up her real estate group where I specifically work with the buyers, because people do get their own representation. And so when there's a listing and someone calls on it, she's reaching out to me or Maria to say, all right, here's this buyer, help them. So she sticks with representing her seller and does a great job. And then the buyer has their own representation. So that's it really awesome. Works well.
Right. Yep. So you're the representative for the buyer. And can someone talk to you if they're thinking of buying a condo up in Door County or Elkhart Lake? Do you do that?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. We do. We are part of Door County MLS as well. And we have helped. We've had some listings up there and we have helped a few buyers too. Sometimes we feel like it's not our wheelhouse and we don't want to, if we don't feel like we can service the buyer to what they need, we will refer them to an agent up there.
See, that's awesome. I mean, you want to do the best for the buyer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
And there's sometimes, if it's someone we know really well and if there's a specific property, we'll do the homework on it and figure it out. Mm-hmm. But often there's great agents up there that could take better care of them.
All right. Hey, how did the showcase turn out? I saw a lot of people walking around.
Yeah,
I want to go see that house. We were busy.
The big house on the river right
we've,
down. Yeah.
We've only been driving by that twice a day
for 2 years.
2 years.
And talking about it.
And I saw the people going in. Parking's a little tough there, right? I
mean, it is.
People were parking at that place on the river, but then a lot of people were walking across the street, and traffic moves a little quicker on Riverside than it should. And I said, Donna, well, can we stop there? And then we had to go to a hockey game, and then we had to go see my mom. And it just... I want to get in that house.
I know.
I saw it built from scratch.
I did not get in it either. Okay. I was busy doing, showing houses.
Right.
So I didn't get to the showcase.
Right.
But
showcases are a lot of fun.
Oh,
they
love it.
Even if you're not in the market, it's a lot of fun.
I know. And you do. I did actually. I had a couple showings at Showcase Homes.
Oh,
there were
nice.
A few. So then I was in those. And you see all the people, the people that just are getting ideas.
Right.
Some that are like, hey, I might want to build. So, but it's a great event in our community. People look forward to it. The builders do a great job and the designers that are working on those projects. But the one on Riverside looked outstanding.
Okay. I was hoping you could say, well, Jim, I can get you in there this afternoon.
Yeah.
But, okay. All right. Well, I'll figure out a way to get in there.
I got one last quick question for you.
Cool.
Something that's a little bit of a controversy right now, but with the Airbnbs going on in Brown County, what do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. It is interesting because obviously Titletown and the Packers made that lucrative for people. I know Ashwaubenon had changed things up. Now, Green Bay, are they staying the same?
That's what I mean. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be interesting. And obviously with the NFL draft coming,
right.
It's what everybody's thinking about, even renting our own home. So I don't know are you guys going to rent your houses?
Let me tell you something. This guy.
I just heard he doesn't want someone staying in his garage.
No, he could fix up this garage like you can't believe. I could come in there and help fix up your garage. Yeah. You could make $1,000 a day during the NFL draft.
Is that, we're curious. Oh, for just a garage. So I'm trying to convince my husband we should rent our house out.
My daughter does that in Madison when they have the CrossFit competitions.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's incredible how much money you can make doing that.
That's awesome.
I know.
Nobody's staying in my house.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
I know.
He's hiding something. I just know.
I know he is. I know he is.
You guys have been there.
Not in your garage.
That's true. You know what?
Breaking Bad.
These municipalities have have to be careful.
Right.
Because New York banned Airbnbs.
Right. And what happened?
You know who won? New Jersey.
Oh, and then they just went.
And
yeah.
People went under the, I don't know, they really got to think about this because they're reacting.
I agree with you because I think it is an opportunity.
It's an investment.
If it's done right, it's great.
You're right, if it's done right.
Yeah.
Amy Jo Fullerton.
Thanks for having me.
Sandra Rank. Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams. Always fun having you.
Thanks for having me. You guys are the best.
All right, so are you best buyer's agent.
Thanks so much.
Yep, have a great day.
All right, thanks. Todd Kowalczyk will be joining us in a little bit. Head basketball coach at Toledo.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Fun in this Tuesday morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amy Jo is awesome.
Great energy.
Judd Kramer was great. We got Todd Kowalczyk coming up. We got Brandon Kinnard from NBC 26. We just got this from Twitter. Aaron Jones expected to sign with the Vikings in a one-year deal for $7 million per sources.
1 year?
Yeah.
What do they see? They're not going to. One year, that's not a long time.
No, but that's the way it is when you're older and you're running back. That's just the way it is these days. It's tough to get a multi-year contract. Tough to get guaranteed money. But the thing is with the Vikings, you know, they had Dalvin Cook a couple of years ago, then he left, and then they need a good running back. And I think Aaron Jones would do a great job with him.
He didn't leave for the money?
Well, the money is, you know,
Packers paid him more than that.
Well, they were, but the Packers asked him to take another pay cut, which I think would be right around there. Brandon will know more about the numbers, but
okay, yeah, right.
You know, on his last two things, they've said, "Hey, we need you to take a pay cut." And it's like, man, he's still producing. I know he had some injuries, but he's still producing. I just thought he was perfect Green Bay Packer, and I thought he was
a money guy. Do they take that into consideration?
And by money, I mean, in the big games, he's money. Yeah. John,
do they take consideration of that when they're looking at players? Obviously, like you said, they spit it into a computer and it comes back.
Yeah.
Do they ever look at what this individual's bringing to the community through?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it's gotten to be just hard and fast money.
I don't know about that, John. Now, maybe they were telling me what I wanted to hear, but I asked that question to some of the management there.
And well, I will say this. Let me just say this, Jim. I will say that with drafting, they're very cognizant of that. They won't draft some bad characters.
Right.
Yes.
But once you're here,
right. And then it's kind of is what it is.
Had a text from Josh. He wants to know if you still feel bad about him leaving because he might, you know, he's going to the Vikings. Like, are you upset that he's going over there? And I would say no, right? I
mean, Aaron Jones?
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm literally happy for him.
Guy's just got a job now,
I'm happy
right?
for him. I think he's awesome. He's a huge veterans advocate. I think the world of him. So you know what? I hope he has great success. I really and truly do. Like, when Brett Favre went to the Vikings, I did not want him to have great success. You know, when certain other people have gone there, I did not want them to have great success.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones, I hope he has great success no matter where he plays.
Favre retired.
That was a whole
right?
different.
That was a different scenario.
Yeah,
but if there's a team I don't like, it would be the Vikings.
Oh, no question, no question.
You know, I just.
But
I don't like
Aaron Jones supersedes that. I hope all he right. has. I hope he's an All-Pro with the Vikings.
You're a bigger person than I am. I don't like the Vikings. So I hope he has. I hope he doesn't. I don't want to get hurt, but I don't know that I want them to have a stellar year. No.
Really?
Yeah, I got to think about that.
Them
I do like
or Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones can have a stellar year without the. Nah, not really. You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Because nobody knows who their quarterback's going to be this year.
Yeah,
I mean, they're tossing around names that are nobody. Sam Darnold and people like that. I mean, there's no. I mean, I was. I am a little bit surprised if they had a feeling that Cousins was going to leave, that they didn't get hold of Russell Wilson. I still think Russell Wilson has some good football in him. I really do.
Well, he signed with Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. He's off the table.
I got it. All right. Hey, Sean
Payton just seems like a weird guy now, doesn't he? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they asked him to take a pay cut in the middle of the season. Who does that?
Right.
Let's concentrate on winning these games. And then they didn't start him because he wouldn't take the pay cut. They wouldn't start him. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
That's a distraction, too. I mean, you really, once you're in the season, you're in the season.
And you know what's so bizarre, too? They did that movie a couple of years ago. Did you see that movie? It was about the year Sean Payton was suspended for that, you know,
hitting
gate.
Right.
And you know who played Sean Payton?
I didn't see it, but no.
The guy from, what's his name, Todd? The guy from, he's married to the girl who's in the Scientology thing. And George Costanza's dad played his dad.
Kevin James. That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
That doesn't match
up. I thought that was one of the most weird
casting
things ever.
This is weird. I actually pulled that film open, and there's a picture of the mayor on that.
On that movie?
No, he did that.
Is there?
No. Jesus.
All right. Stop.
Come on.
You should have saw his face.
You can't do that.
I was like, what?
Why do you do that to us?
Just a little
That's
blur.
Not right.
No, come on. We take your word as gold.
Yeah,
should have saw Todd. Jim's face, though, because he had to think about it for a second.
Was I in that movie, too?
No, believe me.
No, but he played the part. What he did is he coached his kid's high school team that year he was off or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's what, yeah.
Yeah. He is our
Bounty Gate, that was the name.
Yeah, that's what it was, Bounty. That was great. I don't know. I don't disagree with. I guess I do disagree with what he did, but I'm glad he did it to Favre because I was not really.
What are you talking about? Glad he did it to Favre when he played because he did. Darren Sharper was one of the guys that was just laying it into Favre, and it was really obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. No, I'm not glad about it. Okay, let's move on. I want to. I'll get myself. I love Favre now, but I wasn't real happy about some of the stuff he was doing. Tell me, is our quarterback? I should know this. Is he secured? Is he under contract?
Oh, yeah. They won't let him go.
Okay.
Trust me. Yeah.
I haven't read anything about that. Is it done? Like, is he?
I don't know how many more years he has or whatever, but he's locked in.
Okay, good.
I don't think they'll ever lose him. I think it's going to be one of those things they're going to keep him.
What's he make?
I don't know off the top of my head. I really don't.
Okay, but all right. So we're set for a quarterback. We don't have to worry about him.
No.
Okay.
But I do think. And hopefully this Josh Jacobs picks it up right where Aaron Jones left off.
Yeah.
But I do think Aaron just, you know, there are certain guys that are difference makers. They're just difference makers. Yeah. Aaron Jones was a difference maker. There's a lot of guys, and then there's the guys that make a difference. Aaron Jones was one of those guys. So, and again, okay, because you're 30 years old.
I know. Whatever.
Right. All I'm saying is I can't think of anything negative about Aaron Jones other than he got hurt a lot.
And I don't know the people that they signed to bring in, but I would like to think, and I don't want to be naive about it, but I would like to think that character does matter.
It does. When they draft it, when they do those things, no question. When's the last time we really had an idiot in Green Bay?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Long time.
But they were, remember when, who's the guy from the Vikings kind of mooned the fans?
Oh, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
That's the reason they didn't bring him in.
I know.
That's not even a question mark.
That's the only reason. That guy was super talented back then.
Yes.
And he was...
I mean, he's an NFL Hall of Famer.
Right. Bad for
but
the
But he was such a bad guy.
Right.
Such a bad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So they still... I think that's important because I think, you know, that's great. I love the team, and I think they are so much a part of this community, so it's nice. And I agree, Aaron Jones is, you know, Aaron Jones for mayor, man. He was awesome, but whatever.
Don't put my love upon a shelf. He said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Mind of the Mayor, back up.
Baby, 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 why you all sleeping this way? You know I'm still your lover. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Tuesday on Matt Nair on Air Up North News, Pat Quitlow joins us at 10:33. We talk all things maple syrup with Rick Glenna, and then we learn about Key Flag in Waukesha. Join us.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.